Hey, Friday, fill in the blank of this Flush the Format Friday. Today we're doing, if you don't have blank in common with your significant other, it's not going to work.
Really?
If you don't have blank in common with your significant other, it's not going to work. And so your job then is to come up with what you think you, like what that blank would be. What's the thing you have to have in common with your partner or it ain't happening? Something come to mind, Amy Kay.
I think it has to be the same type of humor. Like if you have dirty humor or really mean and twisted dark humor, someone can't just have like a happy bubbly like, haha, that's so silly. And then the other person saying really crazy things. You have to have the same type of humor or else it's not going to work out. Because I remember I told some really bad dirty joke when Steven and I first started dating and I was like, he's going to judge me for this.
No, he didn't.
He has the same type.
See, I was going to say, that was the one thing, like, Jada, if you ask her, she would say that I catfished her because she's like, you were so sweet and innocent when we first met. Like, you're just like the altar boy, like, you know, church going, whatever. Didn't say, didn't swear, didn't anything. And she's like, but then it was like 3 weeks later, all of a sudden, the real Joel D comes out. And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, first, I got to make that impression. That's how that works. But then
I felt catfished too. This guy rolls into town and he's got his nice little sweater on, his interview sweater, and his copy of his resume and like a briefcase looking thing. And we spend all day together and he's very prim and proper. Then rolls into town and he's this.
This is what you got. Wait, I think I actually rolled up in a hoodie and jeans. Because Jada's like,
we got what we looked for, yeah.
Yeah, no, Jada's like, you're not going to dress up? And I'm like, no, why would I dress like. No, I'm going up there. I'm wearing a hoodie. I'm going to be comfortable. And I think I told too many stories. I think I kept you, and then I always forget, like, you do morning show, and I think I stayed here till almost 4 o'clock, didn't I?
I think we had fun,
though. I was sick that day.
Yeah, you were sick. Yeah, were you sick that day?
Yeah.
We palled around town. We ate some food.
Trying to find me.
We, in fact, looked for you.
I was sick at home.
Okay. Yeah, also, just dodging the new guy. You didn't want to have any interaction with me.
If you don't have this in common with your significant other, it's probably not going to work. Hello.
I think you need to agree on the temperature of the air conditioner.
I mean, I would argue that's just an ongoing battle that everyone seems to have.
Oh, that has ended relationships.
If it's like super drastic, I can see how it'd be challenging. If it's a couple of degrees, come on.
Jada, since she's a desert rat, she keeps it so hot, like so hot. So basically, it was like when we lived together, I was like, you in the wintertime, if you're going to have it like almost like literally almost 80 degrees is what she would keep it at. I'm like, you know what the electric bill or the heat bill is going to be on this place? So I was like, if you're going to keep it that hot like that, you're getting a higher percentage of the split on that because holy macaroni, that is warm because I'm used to like 72 maybe is what you keep the thermostat at, depending on how cold it is, because 68 feels good when it's 30 below.
That's accurate. If you don't have this in common, it's maybe not going to work between you. What would you put in there? If you don't have blank in common, yeah, it's not working. 237, it's text. 3527. Today, Friday, fill in the blank of the Playhouse Flush Format Friday. If you don't have blank in common with your significant other, oh boy, it's not going to work. What are we seeing, Amy Kay?
Someone said parenting styles need to be similar. Mom always can't be the bad guy, while dad is always the good guy. I feel like that's how it was growing up for me.
But dads are so great, though.
And if they
were so fun
when they have to be the bad guy, instead of being the bad guy, they said, go ask your mom.
You know what's nice, though, is if you have somebody that's a little less common, that authoritative figure, when that person's all ticked off about something, then you know as a kid, like, oh, I screwed up.
Yep, mom's mad.
I got dad mad or mom mad. Whatever one's not usually the angry one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not good at like a parent because I'm just kind of like a child at the same time. It's like, just let them have ice cream. If you're not, like, whatever it is, put your foot down now. Don't let them whine about it. Either give in or don't give in.
I'm sorry I didn't let you have ice cream yesterday. Here's a bowl of ice cream.
Oh, you right. Want candy for breakfast? If you don't cry, here you go. You can't do that.
Don't tell mom.
Yeah.
Here's a bag of chips. Go play on your tablet while I watch football.
If you don't have blank in common with your partner, it's not working.
Food. I like spicy food. If they can't handle spicy food, bye. Next. Game over. Can't do it.
Well, right, because you guys are eating a lot of your meals together. You can't make two dinners every day.
Yeah, it's like there's only so much bland food I can eat. And I like to cook, too. And then if we share in a restaurant, forget about it.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. What are we seeing, Amy K? If you don't have this in common, it ain't working.
Someone said if you want kids or not. Another person said, I think you have to have the same type of hobbies. That way, while you guys are kind of doing your own thing, though, you could still talk about the things you like to do, even if you're not doing them together.
Here's what's coming up.
All right, mailbag situation not too far off. We also got the secret sound about 8:10 this morning. Your next chance at $1,000 if you know what the 194 secret sound is. If you want to hear it a few times before we do it at 8:10, just text secret to 35270 or pop online to the secret sound page at 194.com. Also in the 8 o'clock hour today, in about 40 minutes, a brand new unfriended. That is when you go to your friend's social media and you realize, gasp! They've unfriended you.
We're not friends anymore.
What do you mean we're not connected anymore? We get to the bottom of it and find out why you were unfriended. And today we got Playhouse family member Lacey that's like, what the crap? That's next.
The Morning Playhouse.